And I'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight, or I should say back here, is Megan Stoner, the executive director for Memorial Opera House. And she's been busy filling the role there, getting things going. And we have lots of things coming up. And she's had some things already happening there. So, Megan, tell us about what's been going on at Memorial Opera House, first of all.
Hi, I'm so glad to be here. So, we just wrapped up The Little Mermaid. And let me tell you, it was a beautiful show. Everything under the sea. Specialty lighting, you know, a score that if anybody has ever seen anything Disney will know, just beautiful costumes. It's been wonderful. And before that, we had a sold out Galentine's Day, a presentation of the Vagina Monologues, which was a huge fundraiser for the Memorial Opera House Foundation. So we are so grateful to them. And before that, Elton Jeff, who was just fantastic. So we've been busy.
It's exciting.
And the renovation stuff, they've done some stuff on the outside, but they're not doing the inside until like May. Is that correct?
That's right. When we close Beautiful, the Carole King story, that is our last show before construction. So once we close that, we are done. And yeah. So we'll see what happens. I'm excited.
And I know. Some time ago, and you mentioned maybe in your previous interview, that you may be still looking for some staffing positions to round out your technical staff and other things like that. Are you still looking for that?
Yeah, we are. We're still looking for some contract positions to work with our Young Frankenstein and our Scrooge musicals. Both will be really fun. We have a grant for Young Frankenstein that will bring some electricity onto the stage. So it could be very, very cool for the right person. You don't necessarily have to want to be on stage, but it takes a lot of creative minds to make that the magic happen behind stage. So.
Yeah, having come from a directing, well, actually first as a lighting designer and then directing and producing, yeah, there's a lot of things that go into a theater that people can be involved with, and it'd be a great place to do. And, you know, the Opera House has been there for so many years. It's a great way for people to crack in. And even as either as a, quote, community theater level thing or moving into maybe as a stepping stone to professional theater.
Yeah. And, you know, Larry, people ask me all the time when they're going to start seeing me on stage. And I like to tell them that I have a much better face for radio. So that's where my performing skills kind of begin and end. But I will be assistant directing Scrooge when it comes up this winter. So I will have a very big hand, but you won't see me on stage.
Yes, I know. People often said that to me about, you know, coming on stage. And I said, and I feel I had the skills, and I think I have an okay, besides having a face for radio, I think I could probably do that. But I've always been interested in pulling the whole stage picture together, making sure every aspect of that works. There's something very exciting about that. So, well, concert.
Yeah, Megan, I think Scrooge would be the one that you could be in the background all dressed up, and then you can finally say to everybody, I did it.
The broom. I was the janitor.
Like the Alfred Hitchcock. You can be the Alfred Hitchcock of the Memorial Opera House.
Maybe I'll make a special appearance.
They call it spiller carriers. So yes. In the background. So you have a concert coming up that's kind of exciting that everything. So tell us about that.
Echoes of Pompeii. Oh my goodness. Pink Floyd. They have a spectacular lighting show that they bring in. It makes you feel like you are at a Pink Floyd concert. So I've heard. I've never been to a Pink Floyd concert. So I'll take what I can get. I'm very excited about Echoes. They were here last year. People loved them. They had a sold out show. We expect nothing less. So, you know, we're really excited to pack the house and just like have an awesome time. It's going to be great.
Now, are they local or, you know, I don't know a whole lot of, I know I'm aware of the name of them, but are they locally based? Are these people local or they come from where?
Yeah, they're a regionally based group. They perform in Chicago an awful lot. And then they perform kind of like, I would say, in a 200-mile radius of us pretty frequently. So it's not like you can't catch them, but I think their nearest performance for a couple months is over 50 miles away. So if you were a fan, you'd have to travel and plan. And oh my gosh, just wait a month. They're right here and it's super easy to get to. So, you know, it's really nice that they have a really, really great following, and their listeners are loyal. And I absolutely commend that. So for those of you that are local that are just waiting to get in, you might want to get your tickets. You might want to get them.
Right. What other concert stuff do you have coming up? This will be probably later into the fall because you have to wait till after the renovation.
Yes. We have brand new to us, the Ultimate Doors, which is a Doors cover band. I know. So we've never had them perform before. It's the first time, as far as I know, kind of in the region that they've been out here. So they are a nationally touring band. And yeah, I'm very excited for them. And that will be in November.
Wow. Yeah. So. And you have such a full schedule, and we're going to talk about that probably in your next interview. You have Beautiful coming up and several other things. So, but in our about last minute here, tell people where Opera House is located. I can't believe anyone would not know, but just in case, how they can find out tickets online, phone numbers, and things like that.
Absolutely. We are located at 104 Indiana Avenue. We're catty corner from the courthouse in downtown Valparaiso. We have Facebook. We have Instagram, and we brand new have TikTok because we're young and hip, right? my much younger, much hipper marketing director is doing that. And you can find us online at memorialoperahouse.com, and that's where you can get all your tickets.
Megan Stoner, the executive director for the Memorial Opera House, thank you for coming on Art in the Air Spotlight and sharing about Echoes of Pompeii.
Thank you so much, Megan.
And a Spotlight Extra. The Northwest Indiana 2024 Listen to Your Mother, a series of live readings by local writers about motherhood, will be presented at 3 p.m. Sunday, April 28th at the Hobart Arts Theater. Art on the Air Spotlight and the complete one-hour program on Lakeshore Public Media is brought to you by McCauley Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.